This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
The Kendrick Lamar-Drake feud shows exactly how technology is changing rap battles. I'm Imran Sheikh, and no one ever rap battles me. Well, anyway, it's time for your Daily Crunch for Tuesday, starting with three big headlines. Blue Sky's most prominent backer has, well, left its board. On Saturday, Jack Dorsey posted on X about grants for open protocols from his philanthropic Start Small initiative. This prompted someone to ask the Dorsey if he was still on the Blue Sky board, and he responded with a terse, no. Dorsey did not answer any of the follow-up posts asking him to explain his departure. Dorsey first announced Blue Sky in 2019, back when he was still CEO of Twitter. He wrote that Twitter, now X, was funding a small independent team of up to five open-source architects, engineers, and designers to develop an open and decentralized standard for social media. Since then, Blue Sky has become an independent public benefit corporation and opened to the general public in February. OpenAI is collaborating with Stack Overflow, the Q&A forum for software developers, to improve its generative AI model's performance on programming-related tasks. As a result of the partnership announced Monday, OpenAI's models, including models served through its ChatGPT chatbot platform, should get better over time at answering programming-related questions, the two companies say. At the same time, Stack Overflow will benefit from OpenAI's expertise in developing new generative AI integrations on the Stack Overflow platform. The first set of features will go live by the end of June. The tie-up with OpenAI is a pretty remarkable reversal for Stack Overflow, which initially banned responses from ChatGPT on its platform over fears of spammy responses, Stack Overflow said on its website.
Stack Overflow and OpenAI today announced a new API partnership that will empower developers with the collective strengths of the world's leading knowledge platform for highly technical content with the world's most popular LLM models for AI development.
The company's deal with OpenAI comes after Stack Overflow partnered with Google to enrich Google's Gemini models with Stack Overflow data and work with Google to bring more AI-powered features to its platform. All right, well, it seems we're all in agreement. Kendrick Lamar pretty much defeated Drake in one of the most engrossing rap battles of the decade. To add insult to injury, Drake also threw himself into legal hot water when he deepfaked the late rapper Tupac. The weeks-long dispute escalated into one of the most intense rap battles of the digital era. The feud has also sparked a conversation about technology's increased role in rap beefs, in addition to how and when AI should be used in music. A pivotal moment came on the track Taylor Made, Taylor spelled T-A-Y-L-O-R, where Drake attempted to diss Lamar using AI vocals from Snoop Dogg and Tupac, a rap icon who was killed decades ago. Now, Drake did not get permission from Tupac's estate to use the late rapper's vocals and was threatened with a lawsuit unless he removed the track. Even though Drake took it down, his decision to use AI vocals promoted discussion among music lovers and techies alike. The Kendrick-Drake feud is also the first mainstream rap battle to use AI. The Kendrick Lamar-Drake feud also unveiled another point about AI, its potential ability to emulate artists with a less unique style. Now let's kick it over to a person I consider to be the shiz, producer Dennis, for today's startup news in about 1 minute.
Thanks, Imran. As DocuSign reportedly explores a sale to private equity, it's acquiring a company itself. On Monday, DocuSign announced that it's buying Lexion, a contract workflow automation setup, for $165 million. The purchase comes as DocuSign makes increasing investments in the contract management space. And Wave, a UK-born startup developing a self-learning rather than rule-based system for autonomous driving, has closed $1.5 billion in Series C funding. This is the UK's largest AI fundraise ever and sits among the top 20 AI fundraisers globally to date. The company plans to use the fresh capital injection to develop its product for eyes on assisted driving and yes off fully automated driving and other AI-assisted automotive applications. It plans to expand operations globally. And that'll do it for me. Imran, back to you.
And that's your Daily Crunch. Today's stories were reported by Dominic Midori-Davis, Amanda Silberling, Alex Wilhelm, Teresa LaConsalo, Kyle Wiggers, and more beautiful, lovely TechCrunch journalists. We'll see you here tomorrow, same tech time, same Crunch channel. And until then, find us at TechCrunch.com.